it's so nice to have arrived to the other side. So who am I looking at? It's Lady Guadalupe, who is, I don't want to get my words incorrectly spoken, but it's a derivative of the Divine Mother. That's the important part of the presence that's upon us. So we want to feel that mother energy. How would I describe that? Excuse me. You know, like when you have a little kid and you're encouraging them and spotting them, and you know what they can do, and they sort of have to muster the courage or the intention or the resolve to sort of commit what you know is inevitable. Of course they're going to learn to work with the fork. Of course they're going to ride the bicycle. Like, it's just common knowledge. So we want to realize that the Divine Mother is very much supporting and spotting our transference to our holy remembrance, to our holy love's arrival. Holy love's arrival is we are love in our totality, in our highest claim, in our highest knowing, in our highest concession, in our highest expansion. So when we receive the expansion, remember this is about the divine feminine coming into full verse, coming into full status, coming into full association. And so we want to allow that majesty to begin, that majesty to explode, that majesty to travel, that majesty to really overwhelm our commonplace. So our commonplace is we've all bought into a script in, you know, where our placement is. Stand behind the line, stand behind the person in front of you, push in the chair, like we have loads and loads and tons of these rules of society and rules of what's expected when you're in the female character, in the female form. So it's sort of like double dosing in terms of our trapped field. So our trapped field is, some of us are trapped in our vocal cords. Some of us are trapped in terms of the power we're willing to hold. It's not ladylike, it's not appreciated here, do as you're told, whatever it is. So we learned how to back away from our full placement. So this Divine Mother energy is sponsoring our rightful return. So we want to remember that it's already given that we're going to get the A. It's already given that we're going to expand. It's already set beside us. So it's a little bit like, should I go swimming today? I can't decide, but your higher self knows that you're going to and going to make quite a splash and has already picked out your suit and your towel and your flip-flops and you're all set. So we want to feel that commonality around us, meaning having that support, having that sacred assistance, having love in abundance that's supporting us, that's guiding us, that already knows we can use the fork, of course we're going to be able to, that already knows the power that we came in on a soul level that we are willing to now reach. So when I said willing to now reach, it was like a butterfly of change that is spreading out those butterfly wings or spreading out angel wings or allowing yourself to shine rather than dimming the light, allowing the light to present. There are many that are entitled to an increase of starlight vision. So that is, you have higher frequency that's ready to be afforded, that's ready to be announced, that's ready to be fortified, that's ready to be established. So just imagine you've got a dimmer on one of your lights in your home, and you forgot that you can make it higher. And it's like, you know, the light's kind of dim here. And you forgot that you're in control of making it higher. So the more that we can allow ourselves to sing. So singing is beautiful if you happen to enjoy it and hold a note, but that's not what they mean. So the singing is the vibrational excitement. It's like going up the scale. So we have a certain range of affordability. And so when we're invited to sing, we're going beyond a range that we normally travel with. And so what we're gonna find is as we allow that adequate reach, remember it's like expanding your butterfly wings, expanding your angel wings, expanding your sunshine, meaning your light, that when we allow ourselves to follow our true love's demonstration, that means our true self, we're gonna find that we're no longer a step behind. In other words, we're ready to sing, we're ready to advance, we're ready to march forward, we're ready to draw from the highest light, draw from the highest frequency, draw from the highest energetic allowance, and really allow that like dim light to come anew, to be restored, to be transmitted, to be exclaimed. So the exclamation is like a hallelujah. It's a joy. And so that joy has nothing to do with, oh, I had an enjoyable day, let's do that again. It has to do with the joy that you are, that you're allowing yourself to be exclaimed, to be expressed, to be established. So sometimes we like to be with, you know, loved ones because we feel safe and we surrender to our true self. What we're learning to do is to realize that we're always with that true love, because that true love is our true alibi. It's our true self. It's our true restored value. It's our I am presence. It's our divine self that is already welcome, that is already here, that is already amongst us. So when we have that divine mother energy sort of preparing our bath, it's having that like assertive degree of comfort that sort of says, this is the way, follow me. Allow yourselves to advance. Now, when we say advance, it's not like marching soldiers. Advance, again, is that, how would I say that? It's that springing forward of delight. So again, every time we express our divinity, our light, it's this energy of joy. It's almost like a bubbling, and there may be some nervousness about it. It may be like three little maids, you know, like giggling. So nervousness. You may suddenly feel sick to your stomach. So these are very normal detox emotions, because it may come easily forward. It may spring forward, and you can dance. And there may be a little bit of tension. So we want to just really allow our souls to sing, our love to arrive. So our love is our soul. It's our essence. It's our light. And so we want to remember that each of us are working with a very high, I just want to say infinity. When I'm looking at the energy, it's almost like you can play with the light, almost like you're playing some fifth dimensional instrument with light. And so we're allowing ourselves, we're learning how to receive our beck and call, how to receive ourselves at last. So the more that we can enjoy that extension, So we're doing this together, and which is just a wonderful process, because there's such safety in the combined vicinity, in the combined field. So we want to remember that this safety is well established. So all of us are connected in our higher heart. All of us are connected beyond the bodysuit, beyond the linear appearance. So when we say yes, when we say we're ready to be well satisfied, there's like this leap of evolution that just comes to pass because we've agreed upon it. So allow yourselves free room of motion. Allow yourselves to be gifted. Allow yourselves to stand up straight. So standing up straight is no longer cowering. It's no longer pretending. It's no longer trying to be small to fit into a family dynamic, a societal dynamic, where you typically get your praise. So these are all the false selves that there's just no more room for, because we're proceeding forward. We're extending gladly. We're extending in an exponential increase that once we sort of stretch out, it's a little bit like if you get something from a store and you pull it out, it's not the right fit, and you never really can get it back in the original packaging. Like, it's impossible. You do your best, but there are things sticking out because, you know, once it's elongated, once it's advanced, once it's already seen. So this is what we're doing. We're seeing ourselves anew. We're seeing ourselves advanced. We're seeing, and again, advanced is not advanced in terms of who we really are. So they're just showing me the universe card. So in other words, advanced compared to that linear notion of self. But the advancement is really our true nature. It's really who we are. And this is what not only are we entitled to, but this is what we sincerely committed to bringing forth at last. Because remember, we're shifting in consciousness. We're turning the page. We're moving from 3D to 5D. And we are the movers. We are the masters of consciousness. So this advanced aspect of self is one and the same in who we actually are and have been all along. So allow yourselves to shine, allow yourselves to be fully restored, allow yourselves to stand up straight. So remember, once you receive your true essence and consciousness, there's no more going back because you're just not going to fit in. It's sort of like you can't be in denial as much as you want to. It's just, it's over. You know, it's sort of like that train is left. So allow there to be sunshine, meaning that we're enjoying our faith-filled liberty. We're enjoying our light. We're enjoying our new establishment. So again, going back to the friends, going back to our comrades, whoever is entitled to the sharing. In other words, everything that now fits into this new style, this new expansion, now is being witnessed, now is being seen, now is being notified. So it's sort of like get that frequency and all will come a knocking. That's in essence what we're doing. So we are the ones being self-justified in that we are the ones playing for keep. We are the ones saying yes to our I Am presence at last. So allow that to be committed to, allow that to be secure. In addition to Divine Mother, there's now a spiritual dragon. And that dragon is holding a lot of power. And the power is to help us to feel that powerful presence and allow it to be the same. In other words, to allow it to stay, to allow it to commit. So this is where some of us, I just see like knees knocking, like, okay, I'm still feeling a little fear. But what you're gonna notice is as you go by and by, in other words, you hold this presentation, you're going to realize that fear is going to dissipate. It may show up, it may bubble, and then it's released because you're now, how would I say that? It's not coming in English. I'm just going to say that, like, we're ready beyond our understanding, or we're stronger than we think. And not that your test is going to, your strength's going to be tested, but more so simply to trust your extension of faith, trust the depth of your soul, trust the weight of your shine, meaning your frequency. So allow all to be understood. That means everything that is now due us by divine appointment, because we are holding and maintaining our light, is well understood. In other words, we will easily attract it. In the same notion, everything that was with us by our false study, meaning our false self, easily falls away because there's no magnet for it any longer. We've already passed beyond the point of no return, and so we don't need a return. We don't need to invest in it. Lesson learned. So allow that to be given. Allow that to be, in excellent faith. In excellent faith. So again, we're holding this majesty so that all can come alive, so that all our brethren can remember that this is so. In other words, can remember who they are. So allow that truth to be known as we seal our fate and have prayers from the Divine Mother that's watching over us, knowing who we are in our truth. Knowing who we are in our truth, allow yourself to bathe in that higher vision of self now, who you are in your truth. Beyond an individual lifetime, the truth of your soul that is now ready to be seen. And so it is. Beautiful, beautiful.